All right, next patient is Linda Miller, 12-8-43-119, Rivermont, MC, CC, routine follow-up, HPI, 82-year-old female with end-stage primary progressive aphasia, seen in room. She was lying quietly in bed. She was in a soft voice, talking nonsensically to herself and just randomly looking about, did not make eye contact, period. Earlier, staff had been with patient doing personal care, and they stated that she was quiet but cooperative, didn't resist, period. I saw her in the dining area. She looks about randomly with a blank expression, and doesn't seek interaction, and is limited in response to when others try talking to her, period. She has had no falls or other acute medical issues this period. Diagnoses: end stage primary progressive aphasia, anxiety disorder, decreased neck and truncal stability, hypothyroid, GERD, HLD, disordered sleep pattern, history of HSV keratitis, medications, Oscal, 2 tablets QD, Celebrex, 200 milligrams, 1 capsule QD, dorzolamide / timolol eye drops, 1 drop in right eye, BID, Norco 5/325, 1/2 tablet QAMNHS, levothyroxine 75 mcgs, QD, Lumigan eye drops, 1 drop OUHS, Remeron 15 milligrams HS, Senna Plus, 1 tab QD. Allergies are NKDA. Diet is mechanical soft regular with thin liquid. Code status is DNR. Hospice is inhabit hospice. Vital signs: 139 over 78, 69, 97.6, 18, 97%. Weight not obtained. General petite female observed in her manual wheelchair, and then later in bed, she was awake, talking to herself. Nonsensical, soft volume voice, doesn't make eye contact. Later, she makes fleeting eye contact. Orientation to self only, and verbalizations are random. She will occasionally smile. Musculoskeletal, patient is non-ambulatory, is transported in a manual wheelchair. Unable to propel. Cardiac, regular rate and rhythm without murmur, rubber, gallop. Respiratory, lung fields are clear. She has no cough. Unable to follow direction for deep inspiration. Abdomen is flat, non-tender, hypoactive bowel sounds. Skin, warm, dry, intact, good turgor. And neuro orientation times 1. She mumbles nonsensically, not able to give information, and will randomly chatter bits and pieces of words. Okay, ANP number 1, in stage, PPA, stable at this time. Staff report that she is less resistant to care. It doesn't get distressed about personal care. Next is pain management. Low-dose Norco seems effective for AM and HS. She does have a PRN that staff can make a decision whether she needs additional dosing. Next is hypothyroid. Patient's last TSH was 9525, level of TSH 7.49, with an increase in her levothyroxine to 125 mcgs QD. Patient is due for a follow-up TSH level, and it's ordered for 129, which will make it 7 weeks, period. And next is anemia. Last CBC was 10/31/23 with an H&H of 10.4 and 34.0. MCB and MCH were low. Patient was started on FESO4. We'll do a follow-up CBC period, 99350.